Recognition, power, and influence is your birthright, and this podcast shows you how to get there. Welcome to episode number 224. Today's episode is inspired by several of my clients who have been experiencing firsthand the difference between having impact at their organization and having real, meaningful, and powerful influence. Now, the good news is the two actually go together. And so in today's episode, I'm going to show you how to turn the impacts that you're having at your company into real influence, which leads to more recognition, power, and actual influence so that you truly have that voice at the table. All right, let's get started.
Welcome to Women Changing Leadership. I am your host, Stacey Mayer, and I teach you how to get promoted, get paid, and bring your whole self to the leadership table. I am on a mission to change organizations from the C-suite out because women are the new face of leadership, and we are doing it on our terms.
Hello, corporate badasses. Welcome to another episode of Women Changing Leadership. I am your host, Stacey Mayer, and super excited, as always, to be here with you again this week. Today's podcast is inspired by my clients, by about six different clients. And I would say pretty much every podcast episode is inspired by my clients. Everything that I teach is something that I'm actively working with a client on in real time, getting feedback, seeing if it works, and seeing if it actually leads to more recognition, power, and influence, which you deserve, right? And in today's episode, I am going to tell you the difference between impact and influence. So at the beginning of every podcast episode, I always say recognition, power, and influence is your birthright. I don't say recognition, impact, influence, and power is your birthright. And that's because there is a difference between impact and influence. And inspired by my clients, I am going to show you that difference today. So let me just tell you why this episode is inspired by six different clients. I have heard the same message over and over and over again on coaching calls and just literally in the last week or 2 weeks. Maybe it's because of the eclipse. I don't know. But something is happening in the universe where my clients are making enormous, enormous amounts of impact. So here's an example. One woman was able to accomplish a project, right? So there was a specific project that the CEO wanted to have done at her organization, and various different leaders at her company had been working on it, and she was able to get to the bottom of it, to figure it out. And within 6 months, she not only put together a plan to get past the finish line, she executed on it. So this was something that her organization had been spinning around about for 7 years and deprioritizing, quite frankly, because when I asked her a little bit more about it, but she figured out how to solve this problem in less than 6 months, and she did it. She got it across the finish line. Now, it's very important for you to realize that my client is a director. Now, there is nothing wrong with being a director or at the director level, but this is not her aspiration in life, right? She wants to have more influence at her organization. She wants to be part of the management team. Now, when you're part of the management team and you receive a win like this and they say, oh my gosh, this is amazing. We've been trying to accomplish this for 7 years. And then you're the one who finally took it across the finish line. You have real influence at your organization. So you're in a position of power and influence already, and then you accomplish this project, probably most likely by the fruits of your team. Your directors underneath you were probably the ones who allowed you to get credit for accomplishing this project. And it's fine because you're their leader, so you can take credit. But what I'm talking about here is that my client at the director level was very proud, as she should be, of accomplishing this thing that nobody else was able to accomplish. So she came to our coaching call and she was like, I have a win for you. And I was like, oh, that's fantastic. And I celebrate this win, right? It really is a win. It's a huge accomplishment. But then I paused and I asked her, why? Why was she able to do this particular accomplishment when nobody else at her organization could for over almost seven years, right? And she thought about it a minute, and then she said, well, because, you know, I got different stakeholders involved. I know how to speak to people. She said, you know, frankly, they had deprioritized it. They moved it around. But the CEO kept bringing it up as something that he wanted to work on. And so I really stuck it out and I saw a way to fill the gap. And then I put together a plan and I executed on it. And I was like, great, fantastic. Sounds like you did a lot of hard, but also really smart and savvy, politically savvy work to get this project across the finish line. And then that led into a really amazing conversation about her leadership style and why she is uniquely qualified to bring together different departments and have this cross-cultural collaboration and really accomplish this project. So the reason that I'm sharing this example with you is because if you're somebody who has done the impossible at your organization, the first thing that I want you to do is figure out why you, and just like be totally selfish about it. Why were you the only person who could accomplish this task in 7 years? And it was funny because as she was talking to me, and even as she celebrated the win, because every client that I work with, they all say, so what, right? And so when you have this big impact, it can feel really good, like for a short time. And again, I say, celebrate the win, celebrate, 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 you know, write it in your list of accomplishments so that you can put it in your performance review at the end of the year. But at the end of the day, does it actually lead to a promotion? And unfortunately, a lot of times, the majority of the time, the answer is no. It may or may not even matter at your performance review time, especially unless you bring it up and you really own the reason that you were able to make that project successful. So accomplishing these great projects that nobody's been able to do for 7 years is not always the thing that gets you to that next level of leadership. So this is an example of impact. So she had a really big impact on her organization. She probably created a project that is going to live past her, like, because she's probably going to leave if she doesn't get the recognition she deserves. So this project is going to live a long, long, long time. And that's amazing. Will it have her name on it? Probably not. It's probably just going to be called XYZ Project. But she can know that she did a really great job. And that's a good thing, right? Like, it feels good. You should celebrate it. I'm proud of you. You're really, really great at your job. But if you're listening to this podcast, I think you want more than just having an impact at your organization. You really, truly want to have influence at your organization. You really want to try and make your work matter, right? You want to have impact, like have this big win, something like this example, and then have people call you into the management team meetings and ask for your ideas. You want other people to be like, how did you do this? Instead of just saying, oh my God, you're amazing. You're so great. Look at her. She's so good. Like, we want to have continuous real influence. And this same story, I kid you not, repeated itself exactly 4 times in the last 2 weeks. I heard an exact replica of this story where a client came on a call with me and gave me this huge win. It's unbelievable. I am the only person who's ever been able to do this in 3 years. And then here's this other example that I want to give you, which is I was the only person who was able to get one of these VPs to respond to me, right? So this woman in particular, she has a executive in a different function who is known for being hard to work with, right? And she doesn't usually budge when you ask her to deliver things. She doesn't respond. And she is a very qualified executive and a respected executive. But I think word on the street at my client's level is that she's a little tough to deal with and a little rough around the edges, and she may not give you what you want. So my client is like, you know what? I got this. And she goes to her and she says, hey, I need this thing from you. And the woman says, oh, yeah, no problem. And signs off on it and gives it to her. And literally, like, all of her peers and even her manager was like, how in the world did you do that? That's amazing. And she was like, oh, you know, I just asked her for it. Right. She just kind of blew off the how. Now, this gets me into the second piece, which is we cannot blow off the how. And you have to know how to articulate how you were specifically able to accomplish this task that nobody else has been able to do in the history of your company, right? You have to know why you, in particular, were able to do that thing. And so in her instance, I asked her again. So she gave me this why. She was like, I got this thing signed and nobody else seems to be able to do this. And it's so weird. Like, it was like not that hard for me. And I was like, but it was hard for everybody else. So why were you able to do it? And she's like, well, I treat people like people. I say what's in it for them. I'm able to connect with her first. And then I asked her for the thing that I needed. Ding, 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 ding. This is influencing behavior 101. If you read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, there is a section in there. I am very confident that it says that you need to present whatever you're doing in a manner of what's in it for them. I guarantee it is in that book somewhere, if not like several chapters. So I was pointing out to her her ability to influence other people. And she didn't even realize this. She was like, well, that's just what I've always done. This has been part of my secret to success. And so we were able to articulate the nuances of it so that she could really understand for herself why she in particular was able to get through to this person. And same thing for her. She was able to make an impact in this particular situation. Yes, have influence over this one woman, but she was kind of presenting it to me as a win, but also to what point? Like, how do I use this win to get something else, right? And then I coached her on that. So the first step is really identifying why. Why are you uniquely qualified to do that thing that nobody else was ever able to do? And then what you're going to do is you're going to turn that into a soundbite, like a talk track that you can use for other individuals at your organization. So for instance, what she could do is she could talk to her boss in her very next one-on-one, you know, and when he brings up just the general pat on the back, like, great job again for, you know, doing that thing and getting this work signed, which is, I mean, this happens when you do something that is very impactful at your organization, people will notice it and they will recognize you in that sense. Like, they'll say, hey, hats off to you. It doesn't feel like real recognition. It just sort of feels like you're getting a bunch of pats on the back. But, you know, it's not bad, right? It's good. I'm not knocking this. But, you know, the women who listen to this podcast, and hopefully you're included, want more. We really want to be making a bigger impact, have more recognition, make sure that we really have that voice at the table. So the next time somebody gives her kudos, so to speak, for this great accomplishment that she did by getting this woman to sign, she's going to talk just very briefly about, like, you know, hey, I'm an influencer. That's what I do. I influence other people to do things for me. You know, ha 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 ha, right? Isn't that great? I can influence a lot of people, right? And come up with, like, even maybe just a little story or like, yeah, that's just because I'm an influencer. You start to become like these little tiny sound bites that sound appropriate, right? Maybe a little bit braggier than what you're used to. And you can even laugh about it. You can be like, yeah, it's because I'm such a badass influencer. Ha 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 ha, right? Because you want people to remember that. Because the truth is that even if you laugh a little bit, even if it feels a little bit awkward to call yourself a badass influencer or because I'm an influencer at this company, it doesn't matter because people will see you as that as well. They'll be like, yeah, you are. That's amazing. You're very cool. And then when it gets really fun is now you get to have the real influence at your company because now is the point when they start to know you as the influencer, right? So this is just an example. It just happens to use the same two words. So I might have to go to a third example. But in this particular case, if they start to see you as the influencer, then they're going to call you for other difficult things. So then now you become a person who can solve hard problems, right? Which is also true about her. So they start to see her as that. They call her into the management team meetings. They're like, hey, we need your input. We need your wisdom to tackle this situation, right? That's very difficult and is stumping everybody else in the room. And every time I talk to her, she's just like, yeah, I know what's up, right? I see things differently, right? So that's the level of impact that she's really going to have that matters, right? That feels better to yourself, not just impact on the company, but impact on your career, right? Impact so that you can then have more recognition, power, and influence at your organization, right? So we're able to kind of magnify these situations where we have these like micro impacts, and not even micro. I mean, these were huge wins. I mean, this is incredible. This would be a milestone. Like if I said, what are you most proud of in your career accomplishments? This would be right there that I was able to roll out this program and nobody else could. That would be huge. This is an impactful thing, but at the end of the day, to what point? And it doesn't mean that we're not satisfied all the time, but it's like really understanding to what point. Now, here is actually getting into that satisfaction piece, because I think if you're listening to this, you might also be one of those people who is like, look, I don't need constant recognition, right? I don't need everybody to know that I did everything so amazingly well. I'm very happy with my job. People around me are nice. I'm able to make a solid impact. I don't need anything else. Like, I totally get that, right? You might be saying all of those things. But here's the sticky part. So I did an event this past week on storytelling, and it was basically teaching women how to get a better job through elevating their executive story, right? So how they speak about themselves. So this is a great example. Do you actually tell people why you are good at something, right? Even if it's just two words, like kind of said off the cuff, you know, to person A, person B, person C, so that you just start saying these words over and over again, so that you start to get branded as that type of person, which will be awesome. That is one way that you can elevate your executive story. And this one woman, she did the exact same thing. She was like, I'm so confused. I've been stuck at this director level for so long. I've been in a director level role for 10 years and I need to break out of this. And just recently, I did this project that nobody else was able to accomplish in 3 years. And everybody puts a number on it. There's always a number, right? It's been 3 years they've been trying to do this and I finished it in 6 months. And this is what she says on the call. And she's like, I just don't understand. I am so good at my job and nobody else really recognizes me for it, right? Like, I get credit. They know that I was in charge of that, but it like loses steam at some point. I want to be very clear that we can be grateful for something. We can be proud of something. And then we can also recognize that, hey, so what, right? How can I turn this something into something else? And so she used that fuel, that frustration, and she was very honest with me, because I think the other thing is that we have all of these average people around us who support us and care about us, or kind of care about us, like maybe a peer at work, who would be like, you should totally be grateful for that. Look at the impact you had. Look at how great your work is. Everybody says your work is amazing. You know, you should just be grateful. And yes, be grateful and continue to want more. So luckily she was on at my event and she was asking for more and figuring out how to turn that into a storytelling soundbite. So I did the exact same process of asking her why she was uniquely qualified to do this particular project when nobody else was, right? And so then we had to get to the bottom of it. And of course, it always comes back to your leadership style, your leadership capability, not the skill set that you had, not the fact that you're really good at projects, right? But how she was able to lead this project, how she was able to get buy-in from stakeholders, how she was able to influence other people at the organization. So now, as soon as somebody comes up and gives her a pat on the back, And she's like, yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm super proud of the way that I was able to do that because this is something that I've been cultivating for a very long time, right? I've been working on this skill of managing up, of leading through influence, right? And I am so thankful that I was able to accomplish this. So, you know, you can insert your own leadership style in there. But for the most part, what I want you to realize is that there's a deeper why to why you were able to accomplish this big thing and nobody else was. And then how can you articulate that to more and more and more people? And it gets you out of that stuck frustration because I could see it in her eyes. She was so frustrated. She's like, I work with all men. They're always talking over me. I feel like I do these projects. I know all the answers and nobody cares. And I've been stuck in director level. I've been telling my boss that I want a promotion. He keeps telling me, just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm sick of it. And I'm like, yeah, don't keep doing what you're doing. Do something different. And here's what you're going to do. And I gave her the language to do that. So this is all fun, right? Like, this is how we start to have real influence at our organizations. And I promised you at the beginning of this podcast episode that if you don't have this sort of gigantic win at your company where you're really able to make that impact and do something that nobody else at your company was ever able to accomplish, then that's okay too. I want you to start watching out for it though, because some of you are setting your goal as that your goal, if I can accomplish something that nobody else has accomplished, then that will prove my worth to the organization so that then they will respect me. Then they will give me a raise. Then they will give me a promotion. If I can prove myself to them by accomplishing something that nobody else has, then they will give me something else. And the truth is, no. These six women are an example of how it doesn't mean anything, right? Except for a bunch of pats on the back. And of course, you're great at your job. You had a huge impact on the company. But if you want to have recognition, power, and influence, you have to turn that impact into a story that you can share with more and more people. That's how you start to have influence. That's how you get called into the management team meetings. So if you're thinking, hey, if I could just get this project off the ground, then I'll be able to do that. First of all, realize that's never going to happen. It's not actually true. Even if your boss tells you, keep going, keep going, keep going, because you know why your boss tells you to do that? Because they need you to do the job, right? They need you. They don't want to promote you. They need you to do this job because nobody else can do it, right? You're the only one who could do it. So do that job, please do it and do it well and do it great. And at the same time, be putting together a promotion plan for real recognition, power, and influence at your company or beyond, right? How are you going to leverage this into your next best opportunity so that you can get out of that director rut and into a vice president level position and really be a part of the management team? That's how it works. Go from making an impact to really having influence at your organization. Now you have that voice at the table. Now you're able to truly influence other people and continue making huge impacts at your company at an even larger scale. You can hire more people. You can bring more women to the top. You can elevate leadership for everybody around you. When you break out of this rut, that impact is going to get you there. Influence is what's going to get you there, not impact. And you can start turning that impact into an influential response. All right. Let me know if you have any questions. You can direct message me on LinkedIn. We can kind of sort through this a little bit. If you're not following me on LinkedIn, follow me at Stacey Mayer. Otherwise, tell your friends, share this episode because I want more and more women to have influence, real influence at their organizations. All right. Thank you all so much for listening and have a great week. Bye. Before you go, I have a question for you. Do you know how close you are to your next promotion? Really? not what your boss has told you, not what you even believe to be true, but have you actually taken the time to sit down, take an assessment, review the five categories that it takes to get promoted into senior executive leadership positions, and decided where you fall in each category, and given yourself a ranking on a scale of 1 to 10 of how close you are to getting your next promotion? Have you done this? Well, now's your chance. If that feels interesting to you and you're like, hey, I want to know exactly how close I might actually be, or how far away you might be, and what it's going to take to get you even closer, then I invite you to take my promotability quiz. This is a quiz that I put together with practical tips that actually tell you where you're lacking and where you're winning. What are the areas that you actually need to improve, and not necessarily what your boss is telling you all the time, so that you can take concrete steps towards landing that next promotion and changing the face of the leadership table. Go to yourpromotabilityscore.com to take your free assessment today. Yourpromotabilityscore.com, and let me know how it goes.